Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Springtime, of course, and we'll be moving into summer before too much longer. So the opportunity for people to do more exercise and be more physically active is there, and that's when we tend to start to think about getting back to it. And AgriLife always shares a lot of excellent information, and always enjoy looking at the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page for items. And so I came upon this one, Overcoming Barriers to Physical Activity. And this comes, Sarah, from, and we hear a lot about the CDC these days, but this comes from the CDC.
This one hits close to home for me, especially throughout COVID and everything. You know, I enjoy working out, but I've found it's difficult through the past year. I was looking through the list of things of barriers that people list in this article, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can identify with all of those, I think. So this little article kind of hit close to home for me because it is something that I'm struggling with, and so this was a good reminder of providing tips to kind of overcome those barriers.
Right. So one thing says right at the top, identify at least 5 half-hour time slots that you could use for physical activity in a week. So plan it out, and it's not something that you wait to do on the spur of the moment, but actually make an intentional plan over the course of a week.
Yes, and you know, a lot of times, I mean, people may not live by their calendars as much as we used to, but scheduling something improves your chances of sticking with it. So if you actually put it on a calendar, you're more likely to actually follow through with it.
Yeah, because you have a commitment of sorts.
And your lack of time, that's under the lack of time part, but then also working that into your daily activities. You know, parking further away at the grocery store, increase your steps. There are little things that you can do that necessarily aren't always associated with exercise, but just increasing your daily steps is a good way to start and kind of get yourself remotivated, because lack of motivation is one that's down on the list a little bit.
There's some suggestions in there for physical activity you might not have thought of. For example, if you're, and of course now to some extent this might require cooperation of others, but then again, if we're meeting by Zoom or what have you, and you're able to do that on a smartphone, then maybe not. But it says hold walking meetings and conference calls.
I was looking at that one also, and I kind of started brainstorming on things I could do with my own meetings. But it's making an effort to work those steps and exercises into your daily routine, and that's a great way. If you're able to, you know, if you're on a conference call and you're able to use your mobile phone and some earphones, that's a great way to take a walk while you're doing it. It's kind of multitasking.
It says, during phone calls, try to stand, stretch, or move, or walk around some. And again, we have so much more freedom with a cell phone now than you used to, you know, with a landline attached to the wall, so...
Well, if you work in an office, you really don't realize how often you're sitting down throughout the day. And
that's
we need
right.
to get up and get our bodies moving periodically through the day so that we're not so sedentary.
Yeah. We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah is the Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. Social support is another heading in this, and you want to try to get the support of friends and family in what you're doing.
And this one, I completely agree with. This is a very large one for me. If I don't have a support group that holds me accountable, it's very difficult for me to hold myself accountable because I can talk myself out of it. I can come up with a million excuses. But if there's someone waiting on me, or if I'm scheduled to meet someone to do some activities or even just go for a walk, I will follow through with it. And so, you know, finding someone, finding a support group, finding a workout group, finding a walking group that will hold you accountable makes it easier to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing the article also mentions is, you know, a lot of people think they have to go to a gym or join a gym or have exercise equipment, and that's not necessarily true. You know, your body is a great exercise machine itself. You just have to kind of tap into it and figure out things that you can do. You may not want to go run a marathon, but there are lots of simple things that you can do with just your body to get yourself moving, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
But even if you were to run a marathon, again, that doesn't require a gym membership.
Exactly.
To do that, and you know, God bless the gyms, and they have a great a role to play, but there are things you can do on your own.
And yes. And you know, this is a great time of year right now. I know we had some rain lately, but the weather, the days are beautiful.
Yeah.
Get out, get some fresh air. You know, we've all kind of been locked inside for a while, so it's a great time to get out, get the fresh air. You know, just a short walk will increase your mood and put mm-hmm. you in a better mood, so mm-hmm. it's kind of got a double benefit.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to Autumn Johnson, who's with Campus Recreation here a while back, and the, one of the things in that conversation was even 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You can't do a half hour. You're better off doing 5 minutes or 10 minutes than yes. not doing anything at all.
Anything know? Is better than nothing.
Right. So if you can do 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, then that's better than not doing it at all, and it's a, and that's a start.
And
so,
you know, I know that some of the exercise devices, the wearable devices, have reminders that keep yep. it set up, so they'll like bump you once an hour to go take, I don't know, a certain amount of steps.
Yeah, good.
That's a really good tool also, because sometimes the day, if you're working in an office, it gets away from you, and you don't realize that you've sat for 8 hours. So it's having something remind you once an hour to go take a few steps will get you standing throughout the day and walking throughout the day.
Good. So again, this is there's a article on the Raines County AgriLife page called Overcoming Barriers to Physical Activity. This is from the CDC, and we'll share this also on KETR page and Blacklands Cafe Facebook page. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting the day of Morning Edition on your station, AB8.9 KETR.